Only on the new Hot 96.9.
I think for the first time ever in my life, I might donate to a GoFundMe that has nothing to do with the disease.
Okay.
Yeah, 96.9, it's a get-up crew. You know, a lot of times you see people like, they're like, oh, GoFundMe because I'm moving. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, GoFundMe because my girlfriend left me. I don't care. GoFundMe. I might be going to jail. I don't care. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Why might you be going to jail? Because I beat up one of the students in my class. Okay, well, what was the story?
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. His name is Marston Riley, 64 years old. He was arrested on Friday. He's a music teacher. And what happened was he told one of his students wasn't wearing the right uniform for class. And he said, listen, you got to leave. You're not wearing the right uniform. And this kid starts coming at the teacher, talking some trash right in his face. Called them the N-word. Now, they're both black, so it's allowed, but still.
The video went viral.
So he had a basketball in his hand, tosses it at the teacher.
Right.
So.
All wrong actions.
Yes. So then, let's fast forward to the part where the teacher starts punching him.
Yo.
And they get into a fight in the class. Now, it was caught on video. And normally, a teacher fighting a student is 100% on the student side, 0% on the teacher side. Not this time, because my boys has raised six figures on GoFundMe so far.
That's crazy.
I'm considering donating because you need to see the video. I know it's not right.
I watched it.
I know it's not right to hit a student.
Wait a second.
But.
Is it? Did you see the situation happened?
In this situation, I was literally watching it going, hit him. And when he started hitting him, I was so happy.
Well, you got to understand. And this, I've always said this. My son is bigger than I am. I watched the Everett game the other night. They had a kid on the team who was 6'3", probably 280 pounds. Imagine that kid in classroom, you know, getting mad and coming towards you as a teacher. I understand.
So your kid yells at a teacher, you're okay with the teacher punching them in the head?
Not yelling at the teacher, but if you watch his video, he was doing more. He walked up to him in a physically threatening position. And I think the guy was like, yo, I got to kind of defend myself a little bit. I seen a teacher get absolutely destroyed when I was in high school by a student. So, you know what? If a teacher got to defend themselves nowadays, you act like an adult, you get treated like an adult.
And that surprises me, Wiggy, because you coach kids.
Yes.
So you're telling me that if a kid, I don't care how big the kid is, comes up to you and what this kid did with just tosses a basketball
physically
at you. Right.
Comes into my airspace.
You're saying it's okay for you to punch this kid in the face.
Hey, if he physically comes into my airspace, you might have to teach this kid a lesson.
That surprises
me. Even when there's the option of walking out of the room, some space
calling
between
another teacher in the room.
He tried walking out of the room. He walked away
he didn't
from
try
his
hard
kid.
Enough.
He told the kid,
the
hey, listen.
Right,
he told the kid, hey, leave. He tried walking away. Some of these hellions, listen.
Look,
nowadays,
I'm not saying that. Saying that kids can be extremely disrespectful because I've seen it before.
And some of them,
but
like
I think as adults, we have to do something.
All right,
different.
You try that.
Absolutely.
Listen, you two try that in your classroom, and when you guys are getting dragged and viral, and a teacher gets beat up by student.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying with that in that regards, but in this case, that is not what happened.
But we don't know the situation.
The video.
I'm talking about prior to that.
Prior to it, okay. This guy was getting verbally assaulted by this kid. I get it. It was wrong. The kid's a moron. His parents are the ones that should be getting, you know, whatever comes to them.
Yeah, but if he's acting like that, his parents don't give a damn.
When you're an authority figure, it's your job to have to restrain yourself, get somebody else in the room. Like, the teacher was doing nothing. He was just standing there. Like, all of a sudden, you could feel a blood boiling.
Yeah, he might have been having a bad day.
But you got to do
something. I get that.
But see, let's go back to this, like,
who doesn't want to punch somebody in the face daily basis?
But it's not about just punching somebody in the face. It's
about
when somebody is, like, threatening you and you're, like, saying, okay, they might do something physically to harm me. You have to defend yourself. And if that kid happens to be 16, 17, 18 years old or whatever, hey, listen, these teachers, what they go through nowadays.
I get it.
Solution already here. You know how they go do the NFL combine and look for guys of certain size and certain speed?
Right.
You know, do that with teachers. Let's put them through a little boot camp. And that way the teacher walks in. The teacher is 6'6", 285 pounds. Right. I guarantee that kid isn't going to be trash tossing a basketball.
So not their mind.
Well, yeah, you teach them how to teach later.
No.
First, we bring them in for size.
Listen, I got a better idea that helps out people.
Yeah.
You know how there's always people who come out of jail like, man, I can't find a job. We need to start letting ex-cons be teachers, and let those kids, like, hey, I'm going to show you what it's really like. That's it. They got a lot of ex-cons out there. Can't find them jobs. Let them be teachers. They can help the youth and educate them.
Or be a teacher's assistant. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my teacher's assistant.
He just did a 10-year bid.
Yeah. And he walks in the room. He's going to make sure you guys are paying attention during this test. I'll be like, yo.
Everybody say hello to Jerome.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.